Hey, I'm Elena.
And I'm Sophie.
And you're listening to Urban Legends Told by Urban Idiots. Well,
we got some explaining to do.
Lots of explaining.
Excuses.
Excuses beyond excuses.
But, like, not even good excuses.
Not it's at all.
Just that we both like to procrastinate.
True.
We sometimes are unmotivated.
True.
Check. And I'm like saying these about myself, but then also including you. I don't want to insult you.
Oh, assault me all day long. Insult me all day long.
We sometimes don't like to do the research.
Yeah, that's very true, especially if it's heavy and you're writing it and you're like, ooh.
So anyway, all this to say, we're sorry for the long break. We're just inconsistent, and at this point. It should be expected.
You know, but I feel like now, I feel like we said this before too, but I feel like we'll be back on track.
Hopefully.
You know, it's the summertime. Yeah. There's a little bit more hope there.
Yeah, because I think finals pushed it back.
Did 100%. Or am I making that up? Yeah, finals, just college in general.
Then we had work and stuff. Like, our schedules kept not lining up. Like, I'd have something to do one day and she wouldn't, and then
vice versa. Yeah, it just wouldn't work at all. But now it seems like we've got it down pat.
Yeah, we'll try our best.
Mm-hmm. And really, we're excited. We love doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So
I know, I feel bad saying we don't like doing the research, but like, I do.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm on like my sixth page of writing.
Yeah. Ugh. And you're like, oh my God, can these people just die already? Or like, get haunted or something?
Come on. But it's all worth it.
Oh, 100%. But what state are we doing today, Sophie?
Arkansas.
We've been calling Arkansas a bunch of different names, like
you know, to quote the famous Vine. Yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. All the different
names. All the different names.
The two names.
Arkansas.
Yeah, but we're here and
we're ready to execute.
Yeah, ready to execute.
Let's do it. So I'm gonna go first, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay. So, my legend is called the Moss Mountain Farm Massacre.
A great start. A Mouse
Massacre. ASPCA, don't come after me. Moss Mountain Farm Massacre. And the location is, I want to say Pulaski County? It's Pulaski. So Pulaski County, Arkansas, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how it goes. In 1819, Thomas Nuttall, Nuttall.
Go off, Thomas, I guess.
He was an English naturalist. And I also, like, after I wrote all this down, I was like, I kind of want to look into Thomas more because he seemed like he had a hefty, like, history behind him. He really did. He really did have a hefty history. And I was too lazy to kind of write down a lot of it. So totally look him up. But here were some of, like, the key points of, like, what he did and, like, what he's known for in Arkansas.
Highlights.
So he participated in the early scientific exploration of Arkansas. He's known for identifying a number of Arkansas's plants and for his description of early Arkansas life. Like, how citizens and Native Americans basically, like, lived their daily life in Arkansas, like, what it was like. So, he had a lot of history on him. He was born in 1786 and died in 1859. So, I mean, kind
Pretty
of an
long
interesting...
life for,
yeah.
For back then.
Oh, 100%. I feel like he's very important to Arkansas's history.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so this was in 1819. Thomas Nuttall, I hate the name. I hate it.
I like it.
He came to Moss Mountain by three flatboats heading west on Arkansas's river. So he was with a crew, like a whole crew that came on the three flatboats. So the crew made a camp on the Beaver Island as they were making their way west, because I think they just wanted to rest. It was dark. They're like, let's pitch a camp. Let's get some rest.
Yeah.
Some shut-eye.
Some shut-eye. I like that, though. I like the idea of a crew.
Of a crew?
Like, me and my crew coming up on our three flat boats.
Oh, on Beaver Island?
Beaver Island. Okay, let's go.
So this island is the largest, and is in the middle of the river. And by largest, I believe they just meant, like, the largest island surrounding, like, the area of, what was this, on the Arkansas River.
Okay. It's not, like, so, ginormous.
No, not, like, the biggest in the world wherever, but,
Gotcha.
And this island is also visible from Garden Home. Now, Garden Home, okay, so I really looked into this. From the best of my research that I, because I've never been to Arkansas, I don't know anything about this or whatnot, so it was... I had no prior knowledge, so...
I'm taking your word as the truth.
You are? Oh, yeah. No. Don't kill me. Okay. Oh, no. So, Garden Home, I believe, is, like, a museum?
Oh.
You know what? I'm gonna get back on with y'all on that. But, okay, it's interesting. I'll touch on that later. You'll see why it's kind of confusing.
Okay.
So, basically, the men, Thomas, his whole crew... They're chilling on the island, mm-hmm. It's nightfall, and all the men fall asleep, and they even had some men on, like, night watch, so they were, like, the watchmen, just kind of look out, make sure everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they fell asleep.
Oh.
And some people believe it was because they were on an island, they're like, oh, what could go wrong? We're on an island, surrounded by water, it's safe.
They gotta make some noise if someone wants to sneak up on us.
Exactly, yeah. You would hear it, and plus probably, I don't know if there's, like, any... sorts of, like, wave action or whatever, like, of, the water coming up onto the island, like, soothing sound type of thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, that might have made them fall asleep.
Like, let me turn on my white noise for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Me every night, putting on, like, rain sounds and stuff. Yeah. So, basically, all the men died.
What?
And...
That was such a quick turn.
Yeah.
You're taking a little sleep on the island. With the waves.
The waves and everything. So, it was the night of October 31st. It was 1819. All of the men were murdered, except for Thomas and for the men, and four of the men from the crew.
Oh.
So they were the unfortunate ones, because they saw it. I mean, the ones that are massacred were.
No one got out.
But, like, it was also unfortunate for them, because they see all their crew, like, massacred.
That's true.
They're like, what the heck?
Trauma.
So, of course, you know, Thomas and his crew are going to wake up, and they're like, I wonder, like, what killed them? Like, what's going on? Right?
Yeah,
You don't just wake up to a bunch of your friends and crewmates
killed.
Better
keep going.
Like, yeah, exactly. Well, onto our journey
Guess
here.
Guess we only need one boat this time, fellas.
Exactly. Exactly. So, basically, Thomas, like, looked at the bodies. I mean, they were all there. Like, you couldn't just not see it.
Mm-hmm.
And the bodies of the men looked like they were killed by wild animals.
I don't know what that was.
That was fun. Someone is in that curtain over there. Fun times. So
sorry, there's a curtain where we're recording that leads to a furnace room.
It might be
and there's definitely a noise that just came from over there.
It might be the wizard from Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
Oh my god. Yeah. I hope so. That guy was weak, man.
He was weak. So my question is, wild animals. How big was this island? And what type of animals have a habitat on that island?
Like, and also, what, you know? Usually animals don't attack unless they're threatened.
Yeah, provoked and all that. Yeah, they usually don't.
And I don't think it would be like, okay, they're just hungry, so they, like, attack them to eat them. But it's also like, well, they've been on this island, there's an ecosystem built up there.
Exactly. And plus there's a group of these men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like at least one of them... I wonder how it worked. Like, they all had been killed in their sleep.
And no one heard?
Exactly. If it was a wild animal, wouldn't you, like, you'd wake up and you'd scream and be like, ah, and then, like, the man next to you or whatever would be like, oh my.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then they'd all wake up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make you wonder, because you know how some, I'm going to refer back to the, so where an intruder comes in,
mm-hmm.
It was like an old, like, maybe, what was it called, Lizzie? Borden or whatever.
Oh yeah, the
when
house.
She stabs the family with the axe or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're like it might not have been there, but you talked about one urban legend. Basically, killer comes in
with the family. Yeah,
right. Yes, remember? And then
I can't think of it. Right
you
now.
Can't. I don't think that whole family, like, because they were killed in their sleep, like,
yeah,
with the axe. Like, I feel like if you massacre someone right in their sleep, they're not gonna wake up and scream.
Yeah,
necessarily.
Yeah.
Because think about it, when in that, like, I believe it was an axe or whatever it was.
It was an axe.
It was an axe, yeah. It was an axe. Wasn't it a whole family on, like, different floors of the house?
Yeah, it was different floors. Yeah, because, like, they... Yeah. I think they said they killed the father first, and then the wife.
Like, they were killed in their sleep, basically, instantly. But you
would think that they would wake up, and...
Exactly. Yeah. You would think, unless, you know, they hit the axe just right over whatever part of your body that would kill you instantly. Yeah, yeah. So, basically, what I'm getting at is an animal doesn't really have an axe, if you think about it. An animal, I feel like, would bite you. Claw you and would wake you up like that.
Yeah.
Or you're just used to night terrors. You're like, oh, it's just another night terror. Like,
sleep paralysis demon. It's fine.
It's fine, yeah. So that's what makes me wonder.
Yeah, because I think they were
massacred by someone.
Or something. Because, like, the animals, it's like, well, you'd have to have a big group of animals. If it's all at once, all these people die. If it's one animal, you would think, oh, I feel a pain, like an animal. Like, gnawing into me. I'm gonna wake up and scream and wake up people
exactly.
around me.
And then that would cause panic, and hopefully they jump on those flatboats.
Yeah, get out of there.
So,
did
here
they
we
find
go.
The bodies? Like, or did he, did everyone just take those five people's word for it? Like, oh, that's what happened.
I believe people just took, I don't know what happened afterwards, though. That's the thing, because there was no documentation
of
it.
Okay.
Like, if they went to a town and then talked about it, or if it was just kind of like, oh, that's sad, these men are dead, let's keep going and go to where we're going.
Okay.
So, anyways, but the bodies of the men looked like they were killed by wild animals. And I believe, because four men survived. And those four men were believed that, oh, they were killed by wild animals. Okay. Well, Thomas, he swore that he saw actual forms of humans.
Huh.
But I find it interesting because, I mean, if it was humans, it would make sense if he pretended to be asleep or, like, played dead or something. Because why didn't they attack him?
Yeah, or the other guys.
Or the other guys, exactly. Because
if it was, like, okay, rival group coming to kill him, or it's the 1800s?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in 1819.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's, like, Native Americans in that area, and they're like, hey, you're totally coming on our land and stealing it.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Hurting our people.
So unless...
But then why would they leave them alive?
Well, unless Thomas and the four other men were sleeping somewhere else.
That's true.
And they, like, the...
Their little private tent.
Yeah. Yeah, their little suite with the jacuzzi running. Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to say, but I thought that was interesting as to how Thomas thinks that there was, like, forms of men, or, forms of human.
So it could be something
it could have been.
Supernatural.
Yeah, it could have been. It's interesting to think about.
Ooh, okay.
So basically, legend has it that each year the ghouls come up from the river, and the ghouls are assumed to be the spirits of the massacred men. So, the Moss Mountain Farm, I believe, is a place you can, visit in Arkansas. And, shoot, I should have looked into this more. I completely forgot to do that part of my research. And I believe you can go and, like, look, there's a bunch of activities on this farm.
Okay.
Especially on Halloween night or in around Halloween. Mm-hmm. That I remember reading that. And it is said that these ghouls come up from the river that's behind this farm or wherever it's located.
Yeah.
It's off the premises of the farm, but very close to the premises.
Okay.
So people say that these ghouls come up and attack people.
Oh.
Basically.
I thought you were gonna say, like, joining on the festivities, like playing cornhole.
Oh yeah, like, exactly. Or like bobbing for apples.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be so cool.
No, attack people. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Come hang with the ghouls.
Hey,
a night out with the ghouls.
Night out with the ghouls.
Mm.
I wish, like, in that case, like, that'd be so fun if they, like, were like, oh, we're dead, but hey, there's this, like, cool party going on.
Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah. They play tag, and basically your hand just goes through them because they're ghouls. Tag. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. So, very interesting. It is said that those ghouls come up every Halloween and every, I believe it was every night. It just said that each year the ghouls come up. So I believe each year on Halloween is when they
come up,
and it's the men from the island. Yeah. So,
really
I believe...
Sad all those people died.
Yeah. It is, 100%. You can totally visit the Moss Mountain Farm and take a look at those activities. When I was doing my research, some activities that they have, like, popped up. I don't remember exactly, like, what it was, but I think it's just, like, Halloween stuff. Like,
maybe...
Yeah,
they got corn maze? That'd be sick.
Yeah, maybe, like, stuff like that.
That's a good corn maze.
Exactly. A good corn maze.
Yes. Okay.
But, yeah, so that was that right there. Very sad, spooky,
and definitely,
eerie.
I don't think it'd be animals. Because I feel like
I
you have to have that,
either.
Like, conscious, like, oh, we need to keep these people quiet. Animals wouldn't do that.
No,
either,
they
it's
wouldn't.
Either people.
Yeah.
Or...
And even if,
I guess
like,
a supernatural thing.
And even if they didn't wake up while they were getting, like, killed by the animal, wouldn't you hear, like, the animal's noises? Unless it's a really quiet animal?
Yeah.
Like, grunting or...
Something.
Like, I don't know. Like, So, that's a little song. And then it makes you wonder, did Thomas kill them and the four other men? Like, did they...
Yeah.
Did they think all the other crew was weaker than them?
And or, like, they deserve... wanted all the fame and, like, fortune. And they're just like, oh, yeah, animals.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there was people. And then people were like, oh, we won't look into that.
Exactly. Because if they just claimed, like, oh, yeah, animals, people could be, like, raised suspicion, like, that's weird. But then Thomas is like, but it could have been supernatural.
Yeah. How many people were there overall?
When I looked it up...
I'm thinking, like, what if they just overpowered them and just, like, shot and killed them?
So, actually, there was not a number. Because when I did my research, I was reading something about Thomas, and it said, like, 126 or something. And it was talking about something completely different.
Oh, okay.
So, but, well, let's see. Because it was three paddle boat, flat boats. So I guess it depends how big those flatboats were. And then you could kind of estimate how many people you could get on those three flatboats.
Okay.
So.
Well.
But yeah, it's something, it's interesting. I would totally look up pictures of the Moss Mountain Farm.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to go to an activity because, like, party with the ghouls.
Yeah. Bobbing for apples. Let's go.
But yeah. All right, let's hear your urban legend.
Here we go. She's a cryptid.
Oh, we love a cryptid.
We love a cryptid here. The Ozark Howler.
That's
this one's name here.
Okay.
And it's said to roam the Ozarks. Surprise, surprise. It's also known as the Ozark Black Howler, the Hoo Hoo.
I don't like that
name. I don't like that name at all.
Like,
the Nightshade Bear and the Devil Cat.
The Devil Cat?
The Devil Cat.
Like devil and then cat.
Cat.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Go off. Go off, feline.
Okay. So, it's namely been seen in the Ozarks woods in Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. So, it's kind of like a, this kind of group deal with the states here.
Okay.
But,
a group deal. A collaboration.
No, yeah.
Collab.
Ooh. It's described as a bear-sized cat with a thick body, stocky legs.
A thick body?
A thick.
A thick. I guess a thick body. I was like, so we're not going to talk about 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're just going to go right on 5?
Yeah,
okay.
Right to 5.
Dang.
Oh my god, what is going on? Stocky legs, and then either black or gray shaggy fur. Then glowing red eyes and horns.
So basically everything you would expect in something like
a
cryptid.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So its cry is often described as a combination of a wolf's howl, an elk's bugle. I guess that's what you call
what
an elk.
What is that? I just think of bugles like the snack food.
Oh man, those are good.
Those are. You ever put them on your fingers?
Yeah, and then, like the fingernails. Yeah.
Not sponsored.
Like, no. Not sponsored, but
but we should be.
Yeah. And a hyena's laugh. Which kind of okay.
I love
just
that.
In Arkansas. The earliest recorded sighting was in the 1950s. But Ozark families have passed down stories of encounters for generations.
Mm.
Although, I don't know, because then I have seen some things where it's like, oh, it's the 1950s was the earliest recorded. But then there's some in, like, the early 1800s. Like, let me just go on. So there's other, like, resources that state sightings go back to the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other that say 1950s. One early story from the 1800s states Daniel Boone came face to face.
Daniel Boone?
Yeah.
Yes!
Is he real or is he fake?
I don't know if he's real or fake, but there was a TV show about him.
Yeah, there was.
Daniel Boone was a man. No. I think that's how it went.
I don't know that
And he
one.
Had, the hat with the raccoon tail going down.
I know that, yeah.
Yeah!
That's a staple of good old Daniel.
Oh my god, Daniel Boone was everything. That was great. I'm a stan.
I hope he's real. I think he's real.
What basically was... Who was he? Like, I
An
know...
An adventure explorer guy?
Okay.
Because, like, part of me is like, oh, he's, like, a historical figure, and then...
Yeah.
Like, then there's, like, things where it's, like, Johnny Appleseed, which is just, like, a folktale, and...
Is it actually? I thought he was real.
Wait, no, he is real!
Okay.
Wait.
Right?
Who's the guy who's
didn't
not
we
real?
Learn about Johnny Appleseed in school? Like, do you not remember that unit?
Maybe we
like,
did, maybe in, we did.
Yeah.
Who's the one guy I'm thinking of? John Henry.
I don't even know how that is, so he's gotta be fake.
He, like...
John Henry.
You don't know that? There was, like, a Disney animated thing where it's, like, a song where he's, like, has to make the way through this mountain for the train to go through. He's, like, racing against this train. And they're, like, John Henry. John Henry.
Oh.
John Henry was a mighty good man.
Is that the same one that stuck a thing in his head?
A what?
The shoot, it's a whole song.
I don't think he stuck anything in his head.
No, no, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. It was, like, something about an... Oh, Yankee Doodle.
That's Yankee Doodle.
Yeah, right, but didn't Yankee Doodle race a train or something? Wasn't that the whole thing? Or he raced someone? Isn't that what the song's about?
I don't think so.
It's been a long time since I've been around the playground with that song.
I don't think he raced anything. I think he was just riding around on horses.
Terrible comparison. Not even a comparison.
Anyway, guys, tell us if Daniel Boone's real.
Yeah.
I could look it up right now. You want me to look it up?
I want to look it up.
Let's go.
I love Daniel Boone. He deserves a shout out, real or not.
What if he's actually a really bad person if he's real, though?
True.
Because if he's real, then he was like an old white man.
I don't think he was white, was he?
Yeah, he's white. John Henry was black. But he's white.
Daniel Boone?
Yeah, Daniel Boone.
Okay.
He's real. He has children. He had a bunch of children.
Are the children still alive? Or, like, maybe...
No way. No way.
Or, like, great, 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 great.
Maybe great, great, great. He died in 1813.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I didn't even realize how
he was dated that was. Oh, my God. I'm going to show you a picture of John Henry. I'm going to see if John Henry's real. I think he's fake.
Okay. How did I not know about John Henry?
I don't know. It's just, like, an American, like, folk hero.
I like how we're talking about Johnny Appleseed. Didn't Johnny Appleseed have, like, a pan or whatever?
He had, like, a pot on his head.
A pot, yeah.
This was it from the Disney thing.
That looks like Wreck-It Ralph.
He does look like Wreck-It Ralph.
It's literally Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, is Johnny Appleseed real now? Guys, you're coming on this journey with us.
I really need to know
if I'm stupid or not.
Once again, Urban Idiots. It's
is Johnny Appleseed real?
Well, didn't he... What was his story? Did he just plant apples and, like, find the apple seed or something?
Well, he planted apples trees all across the U.S.
Lame. No, I'm joking.
Lame. Do something better.
I rip on him for his work.
He just kind of wandered. He was like, didn't have a home. He just planted
things. No friends.
He was a real person, although some aspects of his life were mythologized.
Is there a picture
over time
of like what this man?
They don't have an actual picture of him. They have fake pictures.
Oh my God! Wait, go over to that like the book thing.
Who was?
We click on that. I want to see what they. Why does he look like that? He looks like John Travolta. He looks like a football player. He literally looks like really he'd be on your screen for a Sunday football night.
Hey, there's his grave.
That's...
He lived longer than Daniel Boone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if they were friends.
Buddies?
Yeah. Like,
they could have been.
Like, in their adventures, like, if they were, you know, journeying over somewhere in the cross paths or...
Anyway. Yeah. There's some American folk legends you guys can look up.
100%.
You guys should watch the John Henry animated Disney thing.
The Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And then watch Wreck-It Ralph.
Then watch Wreck-It Ralph. It was really cool.
Or maybe you should watch Wreck-It Ralph first.
I just have that implanted in my memory because I used to watch it a lot as a kid. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, so what did this have to do with Daniel Boone again? I'm sorry.
We were trying to figure out if he was real or fake. And then you were talking about Johnny Appleseed.
No, 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 but like in your urban legend. Oh, what was Daniel Boone?
He encountered the Ozark Howler.
Okay.
And he came face to face with it and shot at it, but didn't kill it, I don't think. Because then they'd be like, they'd have the body. Between 2005 and 2010, there was an uptick in sightings.
Okay.
So that's kind of cute.
2005 and 2010.
In 2014, I don't know what I wrote there. Oh, October.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. An emergency call came in, which was recorded. It came into the AGFC,
something... frequency.
I don't know. It's just like, yeah. I was like looking it up in this like article, these articles I had, and it always just said AGFC. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm not from Arkansas.
Could be like an emergency dispatch type of deal.
So in their recording, it indicates that a motorist almost crashed into an unidentifiable mammal at 9:45 p.m.
Mammal.
I know. I was like, the recorded call reveals that armed state wildlife officers were immediately dispatched to investigate the bear-sized gray fast-running animal. Which is kind of weird that they're like, get him out there, boys! Get him with that gun! Like, yeah. I was like, he just ran by, but...
Unless
they know it's the Ozark Howler.
Oh, exactly, and they just don't want to say that.
Yeah.
They were like, we gotta keep this low-key, we gotta take care of it fast.
Keep this on the down-low.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, the biggest, like, I don't know,
sighting?
That sighting. Okay. Like, I felt like that one was, like, very legit-sounding.
Uh-huh.
Here's what skeptics think it might be. None of these seem great to me. But anyway, skeptics of the howler state any sighting could have been an eastern cougar, a black bear, or a wolf / feral hound.
I mean...
Which it could be, but if it's... I don't know. If it's a feral hound, those aren't that big.
But wouldn't you be able to identify it? Like, yeah. Wouldn't you immediately be like, oh that's a black bear, or that's whatever?
Yeah, I'm guessing this is people who haven't seen it, who are just like...
Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, if I'm out in the woods, I feel like I'd be able to identify... I mean, I'm not a very outdoorsy person, mm-hmm. but, like, if I see a cougar, I'm gonna be like, yeah, that's a cougar.
That's
I'm not
a cougar.
Be like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's the Ozark howler.
It's the Ozark howler. Oh, Frogman's just there, like, hey.
Oh, my God. Don't even mess around. Frogman's the best.
Frogman.
Mm. Some wildlife officials state it could be an individual big cat living in the mountains, which either escaped being someone's pet or was set free.
A big cat. Just a really big cat.
Yeah.
Someone's animal. Like, I know. Someone owned a big cat.
It's like,
off.
I need to get rid of this.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. But, I mean, some of the officers... There's certain areas where there are no big, like, no cougars in that area. Mm-hmm. So, like, oh, it can't be that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems weird to be, like, I guess wolves can be pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they can. They can get
but
pretty big.
I like the idea that there's, like, the Ozark howler's
a cryptid. There. Yeah. No, I feel that. Like, some type of mystery creature.
Yeah. I think that would be fun for Arkansas and all
Maybe
those
we
other
should
ones.
Get Tom Nuttall to go identify it and add it to his identification list.
Resurrect him.
Hey, can you... Summon him. Oh, no. I love that. Are you looking up a picture of it?
No, I was... I don't know what I'm looking up right now. I thought it would pop up.
Okay.
But it's not.
But it's not.
It just doesn't exist. Huh.
Mm.
Anyway.
Ozark howler.
It's a cute little story. He just hangs out. Doesn't seem like anything too violent.
Yeah.
Gave him a boon, gave him a handshake, you know?
Yeah, they had their own special handshake, probably.
Oh, yeah.
That involved them, like, you know, twisting, turning, doing a little hoppity hip.
Doing some claps in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the one, I can just see them, lemonade, crushed ice, beat it once. Beat it twice. I can just...
I never did that. I would always watch people do it, but I didn't understand how to, like, move my hands.
Oh, how to do
I was... It's a very simple motion. I know that now.
Yeah.
And, like, older me's like, man, little Sophie on the bus.
On
you're
the
stupid.
Bus.
You know, it always happened on the bus.
On the bus.
It's always
the playground.
On the bus.
Yes. All those areas. But I can just see them doing that.
Yeah.
They
just
were
hanging
cool.
out in the woods, like, hey, Daniel, did you shoot the Ozark
did
howler?
You? Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that is.
And get then they're me. Like, oh, well, lemonade. But think about that. Sometimes when we think about history, like when we learn about it in school, it's really serious. Basically, watching an old documentary, it's like a man talking like this about the history that had happened,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
But what if, like, they were funny? Like, what if they did stuff like that? Like, they weren't just serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They were, like...
I mean,
comedic and just
it's weird to think
you know,
about. Like mm-hmm. I was like talking about this and like it's weird to think about like any historical figure like they all had to go to the bathroom at some point.
Like,
everyone
it's
weird. Everyone poops. Or
and
like
there's
them
a book
farting.
About that.
Like you know they farted at least like
burped.
They had to have farted in their life. Like
oh,
and it's 100%. Weird to think about like oh yeah, here's this prominent figure. Here's like George Washington.
Yeah, and diarrhea farted. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. What is our
the
podcasting
founding fathers?
Oh, like, it's weird, because, like, they
the
are put on this
squatters.
Pedestal.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
They're put on this pedestal, and then you forget, like, oh my god, they literally probably, they sneezed before.
Yeah,
like
they literally
weird.
Were living humans. They weren't just some, like, figure, you
mm-hmm.
know? I don't know. It's something to think about. They laugh.
Now that we just talked about bodily functions for a
while.
But, guys, let's be honest. It's reality
of people
life.
Probably logged out by now. I don't
Life's
blame
gross,
you.
Life's gross, and so are historical figures.
True. And if someone's bullying you, or, like, they think they're better than you, just remember, everyone poops.
Everyone poops, yeah. Just just think about that one for a little bit. I mean...
Yeah.
My God.
Well, is that it for the Ozark howler?
Yeah, that's him, her, them.
Mm. We love them.
Yes.
They. Though. All of them.
All
I don't
them.
Know.
I don't know if there's just one or if there's a bunch of them.
Ooh, like a whole trio.
Yeah. Or just, like a whole, like, group of them.
Ooh, they might have killed the men on the Beaver Island.
Oh, my God.
A correlation here?
Maybe.
I think maybe.
More on this next time.
Yes. All right, so my next urban legend here is called the Desha County Courthouse Menace. It's kind of laughable. Of course,
is
sad,
it?
But laughable.
I love a good laugh.
So, basically, there was this drunken young man. And people think his name is Willard. He's mostly known as Willard, But then some others think his name is Jim Williams. So I don't know how you get Will. Maybe I don't know. His
nickname, like, ah, Willard.
Willard. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That or Williams, maybe.
That makes sense. Oh, maybe it was his nickname because he gambled a lot.
Oh.
Something around the gambling table, right? Willard. You're around the table, right? Yeah. Wherever you're gambling. Around the bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, all right, Willard, what you got? You know?
Willard, let's go.
What do you got? So, basically, one night, Willard... I'm gonna call him Willard.
Yeah, I
Willard
like that.
Was drunk, you know, not with his wits.
Rowdy.
And, he was very unlucky while he was gambling that night.
Ugh.
He lost a lot of money that, you know, was probably important to him. I don't have a date on when this happened.
Yeah, that's... I mean, sometimes legends just don't have a date.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, it legends. Happened. Yeah, exactly. So, basically, he was mad. Willard was mad that he lost all his money to the gambling. He didn't play up to, you know, what he should have.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically set fire to a hotel and burned it down.
Oh.
So this man had, like, aggression issues.
What's he gonna get from that, though? Like, I lost all my money? I'm gonna go set this building on fire.
A whole hotel.
Like, not
flames.
Even, like, your own. Like, your own where you can collect insurance if you had insurance
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
King, think this through. What's going on?
Yeah, he was... And then, this was funny. You're gonna laugh at this.
Okay.
In the article
like him already.
That I read this... It basically said he burned down a hotel. He burned a hotel down, and then it said he burned other buildings down for good measure.
Okay.
For good measure.
He's like, yeah, I showed you. Wait, yeah. I didn't show you enough. Let's go.
Let's go. I can just see him.
Oh my God, Willard.
Willard.
I love
Willard.
Him.
I just think of an old man with a cane, like a dude, like a Monopoly man. Willard. Like.
He's not a Monopoly man though. He loses all that money. He's more like
he fake
he's
Monopoly
apple
man.
Seed, man. Yeah.
He's shiny apple seed. Yeah. So, basically, he was then sentenced at court. So, the Desna County Courthouse, he was sentenced to death by hanging for all that arson that he did there.
Just for arson?
Yeah, for all that. I think he was just, like, a really crappy person.
Yeah.
And they probably had enough of him. Like, that sounds bad.
That
but, like,
sounds really bad. But
like, his crimes.
Yeah, they're probably like, Willard's just not getting better.
Willard is not... There was no other facts or any statements about past crimes that he committed,
yeah.
But it sounded like he was just well-known in this little community to be...
That's... I
like
hate
that.
I support you, Willard.
100%.
I don't think you deserve to die.
So, basically, before he was hanged, Willard.
Willard.
He just kept
Willard.
Saying...
I said it wrong.
Willard.
Squidward.
Squidward.
Squilliam Tentacles. That's Squilliam Fancy Pants. It's Squidward Tentacles.
Squidward
Sorry.
Tentacles.
Gotta get my SpongeBob lore
Long
corrected.
And Brash. Isn't it called Long and Brash or whatever? The
long
painting?
Oh,
more
yeah.
More like belongs long. In the trash.
Oh my God, I forgot about
that. You can actually buy that painting at Hot Topic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. A Squidward original.
A Squidward original. yes. So, basically, Willard just kept saying he was innocent, as one does when they're convicted of something.
Yeah.
He just kept saying, you know, I'm innocent. And before he was, like, hung, Willard made a proclamation of innocence. He said, quote, I've been wrongly convicted, and to prove it, the clock on this courthouse will never keep the correct time again, end quote.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that.
I love that. It's creative, isn't it?
Yes. Like, you are about to die, and you're like, oh my God, I need to pull something over these clowns' heads one more time.
Yeah. And if you think about it, a courthouse tends to be in the main hustle bustle of a town.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially in that day and age, probably because of the architecture, it's just very nice.
Yeah.
It's just in the center of town.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you think about it, I'm guessing that this happened a long time ago before, you know, obviously iPhones and having, they probably had watches back then, but for people that didn't.
Sundials.
They probably,
sundials, I don't know, that's probably
I don't even know what that is, but you go.
Yeah.
The clock on the courthouse was probably a prominent feature of the town, being able to look and be like, oh, wow. It's 3 o'clock, or, 12 on the dot, like, gotta go to work, or lunch break, you know.
Lunch break.
So,
pale out. Yeah.
So that makes sense as to why he would curse that, because people would probably really use that. It was very important.
Yeah, I think that's fun. If I'm ever, like, executed, I think I'm gonna do some, like, really big declaration. Literally ask you. They're like, oh, what are your last words? I'd just be like...
Yeah, I think you get last words and a last meal. I put a curse on you and your
family and, like...
Yeah, and all that.
What would your last meal be?
Oh, shoot, Chick-fil-A right now. Like, oh, I don't know, but, like, a good steak.
During Pride Month, Chick-fil-A?
Ooh, yeah.
Controversy.
Canceled.
I would do... Guilty. I don't know what I'd do. Probably Wendy's.
Ooh,
I love their Baconator, and then you just get some ketchup with the fries. And
oh, those fries, that lemonade, too. I don't know if you like their lemonade.
They're delicious.
Oh, my God.
And people are always like, oh, a Frosty, too. I'm not a huge ice cream person.
Ooh, but Frosty.
I think I need to have, I'd want, like, a warm cookie or something.
Ooh, we might just have to get Wendy's after this, like, or have them sponsor us and cater to us.
Good cookies? KFC.
Ooh, yeah.
Their cookies are always warm.
And they have good rolls, too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Biscuits. I hope we're making y'all hungry.
I'm starving. I didn't eat lunch today.
Ooh.
I had a small bowl of cereal for breakfast. And
that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I had a ramen
cup. And here we are. Oh, my God. Both of us need to, like, eat something.
We really do. We need to nourish ourselves.
Anyway, Anyways, last decoration. The clock's never going to work.
Last decoration. So, the years following, the clock curse worked.
Yes.
The clock stopped working.
That's Willard's first win right there.
So, you know, Willard's like, yeah, hey, man. He's all there like, holla. And in the 1970s, the clock was converted to electricity as people thought it would solve the problem. It would make the clock work.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Nope.
Are you kidding?
It did not work.
Oh, my God.
So, aside from this clock curse clock not working at all, there was reported employees and also citizens of the town were affected by this because bells kept going off. I believe probably there is a bell tower with it, I would assume. Bells would keep going off and it would keep going and it would wake citizens until someone went and shut the clock off.
Oh, dang.
So, of course, like, the clock itself, like, the time function did not work, but the bell along with the clock did work. Does that make sense? Like...
Yeah, okay. So, like, it never kept the right time. It would go crazy.
Exactly. But the bell was occasionally off. If it hit 12,
the bell was like, yeah, that's 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would just random... Like, this started happening where the bells would just randomly go off. And it would keep citizens awake until someone went and actually shut the clock off. So, basically... You know, they probably kept it on for a bit, and they're like, oh my god, we're gonna have to keep this off permanently so it doesn't wake up our citizens 24/7.
Yeah.
Otherwise, someone's gonna have to wake up with their bunny slippers and walk all the way over to the
flashlight.
I just think of, what is that, A Christmas Carol? Like, do you remember Scrooge? He had that hat, and it, like, it was like a Santa hat, and it was, like, draped over.
It's a little, like, sleeping cap. Yeah.
I just think of the hat, like, walking over.
I was thinking, when you said slippers, do you know the movie Daddy Daycare?
Yeah.
I think of the beginning when the son puts on his SpongeBob
slippers.
That's what I think of. I gotta get on my SpongeBob slippers.
Like, SpongeBob. Oh, yeah, we're like SpongeBob themed today.
I know. Oh my god. Not sponsored. Ooh,
imagine having like Squidward face like slippers. I just with his nose. I think that'd be fun. Someone get on that if they haven't already.
Yeah.
But yeah, so also the workers at this courthouse reported that the time and date on their desk phones malfunctioned on occasion.
Oh.
So that would happen too. So I'm guessing that was like later because you know?
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have phones back when all this happened, which I don't think so because if it was
hanging, think so.
Doesn't happen. So.
Unless you were in a different country than the US.
Exactly. So yeah, there's also a haunted rumor that it's just haunted in general, which would make sense. It'd be by Willard.
Yeah.
There's slamming doors and there's like an empty part of the building where I'm guessing there isn't a lot of traffic or people just don't go there. And there's always footsteps there.
That's his hangout spot. Oh my god.
Hangout
spot. Oh god. no pun intended. Oh my god.
We hanging with Willard.
We're hanging with Willard, I guess.
But yeah, so as far as I know, the curse is still going.
Oh my god.
Still going strong.
Good for him. Good and for either him. If it's actually him, like, the curse is working, I love that.
Yeah.
But also the idea that someone, like, I imagine there's a family in that town, it just carries on this tradition of always messing with the clock to make sure it seems like that.
In Willard's name.
Yeah, that'd be sick too. I would be okay with that.
Or the universe just aligned.
Yeah.
And just did that.
The universe was like, you know what? We'll give Willard this one win.
One win right here.
He had bad luck all his life. Here we go.
No, he doesn't deserve it anymore.
Yeah.
I love that. But also, when he kept proclaiming his innocence, Like, did people catch him in the act of arson?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
I
seems like...
feel like if someone caught you, you can't just be like, yeah, I'm innocent,
yeah, I'm
man.
Innocent. I didn't do that.
Like...
your word against mine. That wasn't me.
I just wonder how that happened. Because it does make him sound like he's completely guilty. Like, saying, oh, yeah, he set fire. But you gotta think, like, yeah. Wait, but did they see him? Was
it's
he actually...
like, it's always weird to think that, like, you go to court and someone could just be like... yeah, I saw him commit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, then people are like, oh, yeah, so we have an eyewitness. They
yeah,
saw it.
Yeah, they could be committing perjury on the
yeah,
stand
yeah, but it's
stuff.
Like, oh,
yeah.
But, like, do we believe that? Like,
do
you know
we?
What I mean?
Yeah.
No. It's weird.
It is very weird. It's interesting to think about 100%.
Like, we just take, sometimes we take people's...
words too seriously. Yeah. Especially, celebrities and people with high status. I feel
oh,
like whatever
yeah.
they say...
we give too much credit to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Easily
like,
trust.
You want to know who gets too much credit? The royal family.
Oh, true. Who cares?
Okay. I didn't even...
like,
no.
Tell me the big deal. Like,
tell me the big...
the royal wedding, okay.
I don't
like,
care. I don't care.
Okay.
So, I just... I was watching Hulu, and I have commercials because I'm poor.
It's okay. On a budget.
On a budget. Mm-hmm. And so, they had something for, like... shoot, who are the two in the U.S.?
Oh, shoot. Prince William Harry. Prince...
one of the two.
And then
the redhead.
The redhead.
And then the American girl.
Yeah, and she was on Suits.
Sure, I don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, shoot. Wasn't her name Rachel? Danielle? See, I ooh,
well, anyway,
I used to know, but...
they have a kid. I think they mm-hmm. have two, which I didn't know they had a first one.
Are you talking about the ones that moved to Canada?
Oh, yeah, maybe that one?
Yeah, like, they were... okay, so I don't want to...
yeah.
If this is what you're going to say, I don't want to interrupt your story or steal your thunder, but I don't know if we're talking about the same ones. You finish, and then I'll...
I was just
okay.
going to say that, like, we give the, like... well, we were saying we give celebrities too much credit.
Yeah.
And, like, we pay too much attention to them. And I was saying that's true because these people, like, I don't really know them. I don't care. But
mm-hmm.
then it's like, Hulu's like, how will they cope with their new baby? It's like, why do we care? That's their
true.
That's their business. That's
exactly.
their problem. That's
yeah.
their child. Like, why would you...
why would... exactly.
Invasion of their privacy and also us as, like, quote-unquote normal people. Why do
yeah.
we, like, care about that? Why do
why?
We care?
Why do we? We have own struggles. Well, most people have their own struggles
we
to
have
worry
our own
about.
Lives, yeah.
Exactly.
What
own
were you
families.
Gonna say?
If that is the same couple I'm thinking of, I don't know their names right now, because, like, is it Meghan and Harry or something?
Oh,
oh
that
God.
Sounds right.
Right? Meghan Markle, is that?
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, don't kill me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
I think that's right.
But anyways... she and him, because I don't know their names, so I'm going to say she and him.
I think you were right. I think it's Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan. We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
It sounds right. And also, who cares? But
yeah.
they were part of the royal family and all that, and I think the royal family was like, hey, man, like, y'all... like, they expected her to be, like, fancy and all this, and she wasn't. I don't think they really liked her, if I'm...
yeah, I think you're
remember
right.
correctly. And then they just were like, you know what? We're done being in the public eye. We hate it. And they moved to Canada.
Yeah, that, then, like, then it's like you have these specials. Like, just leave them alone.
Exactly.
Then,
that's...
point.
Yeah, like, why... like, why do you still care?
And like, then also, like, they don't really have any... well, besides, like, wealth. And,
yeah.
like, I think he gave up his title.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait. Hold on. Do you remember when the big thing in the news was... what will the gender of their baby be? Do you remember
yeah,
that? Like,
yeah.
that was a big thing.
I never get that with celebrities, like, kids. I'm like, why do we care? Like, that's their kid. I'm not raising it. Like,
yeah, and plus, like, they don't affect our country, like, where we're at least. So
yeah,
I don't know why
I never
us Americans
the...
are very, like, oh.
The royal family.
Whoa, like,
why did we just go off on a tangent for, like, 4 minutes about
the
royal
family? But we're... no, seriously, like, I know at least, like,
it's a weird,
my
it's a
family,
weird phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah, like, my mom and my grandma and, I don't know, other parts of my family, they enjoyed watching the royal wedding. Like, that
oh, really?
Was a highlight to watch. And I was like, but, like, why do you care?
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's cool, look at pictures, whatever, but why watch the whole
what?
Entire
yeah.
wedding?
I get, yeah, maybe
and why
like,
is it streamed?
Yeah. I get like, oh, look at her dress. Like, oh, yeah, I like
the
seeing anyone's ass. Wedding dress or, like, the flowers. That's
yeah.
I like seeing that.
And then, you know,
like,
then, the
like,
train of the dress, that's
yeah.
called, how long that was? And
mm-hmm.
they're like, whoa.
Like,
I'm like, trip. Like, no, I'm joking.
But,
like,
I would trip, though, if I
yeah,
had that.
Yeah, same,
like,
I would.
Anyway.
I just don't get it. Anyways, that was a fun tangent.
Leave the royal family alone. Who cares?
Leave them alone.
Bigger
what if they're
problems.
Listening? They're like, you know what? We were going to give you a shout out, but now, nope.
Hey, the queen, what's up?
She's not the queen, though, right? She's the
princess, oh, I was just talking
right?
to the queen.
To the queen. Oh.
She's not the queen.
Is
I don't know.
Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think
die?
So. No, she's alive.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I don't really know my history there.
Anyway.
But anyway, so what's your,
let's end it off with
legend.
Dog Boy, a really sad story.
Dog Boy.
Dog Boy. So this has, like, it's kind of based on, lot of facts, and then there's some elements of speculation, but majority facts. Okay. I'll let you know what's speculation and what's not.
Okay.
So, this legend takes place in... Why is my handwriting awful? Quitman, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It's a small town of 740.
Okay.
Small town.
Small town.
In 1890, a two-story home was built. This is the history of the house we're going to be talking about, where this dog boy
is at. Get the layout.
Yeah. So, it's a two-story house. It was built in 1890 at the corner of Mulberry and 3rd Street.
Ooh.
So, you can find the exact house. Mary Nell Halliburd recalled that Benjamin Jackson moved into the home and had a son, Joseph, who later served and died in World War I. That will become more relevant as the story goes on.
Okay.
For over a decade after that family, the house was uninhabitable. Uninhabited. No one was there. It was a fine house. I don't know why I said that.
Okay, but no one was there.
No one was there. Chilling. Until 1951, when Floyd and Aline Batis moved in.
And I love these names.
I know. Go very off. Very Arkansas.
Very Arkansas.
I don't know anything about Arkansas. Oh, my God. So, they moved in and had a son named Gerald Floyd Batis.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. That was in 1953 when they had the son.
Mm-hmm.
From a young age, Gerald was very large. Like, very tall and...
large.
Not, like, overweight, but just, like, stocky and big.
Okay. Just a big...
Very intimidating. He's always, like, much bigger than people than him in school. And he was challenging. His parents were reported to be good parents from neighbors. But, like, that... What does that mean? It's the outside looking in. But
exactly.
Anyway. But Gerald was described as cruel, rough, and demanding. He wanted attention... But his ways of getting attention were kind of strange and inappropriate.
Oh.
Not inappropriate, like, sexually, but just, like, I don't know.
Just not the right time, right
there
place.
There was this thing, there was this story, I didn't write it down because it was so weird to me. But they were saying that they were at a family party and he wanted attention. So he, like, it was like a, like, it's like one of those things in fancy houses where it's, like, the lounge seat. He, like, laid down on it and was, like, demanding grapes. And then was, like, eating them off. I was like, what is... This is in Arkansas and you're doing that. Okay.
Yeah, Arkansas. Not the royal family. What are you doing?
I know, not the royal family.
Sit down.
Okay, Queen Elizabeth. that was just... He was just kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
His lack of social skills made him a target for bullying, with kids teasing him for his large size and also stealing from him.
Oh, my God. Why would you want to steal from a large man?
I know. Also, like, teasing him, like, he's huge. Like, he can crush you like a bug.
Yeah. Like, I would, like, that. That's not...
But, so Gerald kind of grew up, became a teen. A teen.
A teen. Ready, team?
Ready,
let's
team?
Go.
It's just Gerald. His lack of social graces took a different turn. He began collecting stray cats and dogs.
No.
Which led to his bullies calling him Dog Boy. These bullies didn't know, however, that Gerald was collecting these animals to torture and kill them.
Oh my god, serial killer!
As neighbors confirmed, because they said they could, quote, hear them howl, unquote.
No.
Eventually, as Gerald aged, he turned this aggression against his parents. Very much an outcast, though, this far. People kind of tease him. People at school, you know, bully him.
So he has, no friends.
No friends. He has his parents and neighbors kind of... It's, like, small town. They're looking, you know,
nosy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But,
sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yes. He was 6'4 and 300 pounds, just for, like, paint an image.
Okay.
He began to abuse his parents physically and psychologically. He reportedly beat his father and one time threw his father out a second-story window.
Oh, my God. That's That's crazy.
His dad was 67 at the time.
That's intent to hurt.
Yeah. He managed to hold on to the window ledge until police arrived. I would be like, oh my god, I'm out the window.
I just see the police, like, driving up, like, we gotta go, we gotta beat her.
I don't think there was any more information about that.
Oh no.
Like, there was no, they didn't say how the police handled the situation, if charges were filed.
Yeah.
I think he would just drop them, because he's, like, his son.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would file charges, but I feel like a small town, you're like, I don't want to have that kind of...
Yeah, I don't want to raise eyes or anything.
Yeah.
Also, like, I feel like the cops, in order to get him down, like, they would, like, two cops would lash on each other, be like, okay, now drop. And then they would, like, catch him. Yeah.
Like, so it was discovered that Gerald frequently locked his parents upstairs for days or even weeks in a row. He would only take food and water to them when he felt like it.
Could you imagine as he's going to give the food to the parents are like, Gerald! Like,
Gerald,
they're still
come
trying
on.
To parent. Like, come on, Gerald!
Come on, Gerald. I think that was more like fear at that point, yeah. Where they're like, please give us food.
Gerald!
Yeah. So yeah, not a good guy. For an income source, he had a sunroom built and sold some nice homegrown weed, baby.
Like weed? Like smoking weed?
Yeah,
or
like
weed?
Smoking weed.
Dang, okay.
And in small town Arkansas.
Yeah. Strange. Dang, Arkansas, y'all got some dirt.
I know. So, Floyd, the dad, I'm gonna clarify that. For a second, I thought it was Gerald we were talking about. He died January 1981 to a reported illness at home. There were rumors in the small town, this is speculation, that he, that Floyd actually pushed him down the steps, and and Floyd broke his neck, so.
Okay, so.
Gerald pushed him, there was speculation that.
Wait, so Gerald is the terrible son.
And Floyd is the dad.
Is the dad, okay.
This is just speculation. People, like, neighbors are like, oh, he probably pushed him down the steps, mm-hmm. But it was reported overall that it was an illness.
And who died? Wait, that was the dad,
right?
Floyd. The dad, okay.
In 1982, Aline, his mom, the mom.
What's her name again?
Aline? A-L-L-I-N-E? Aline?
Aline?
I don't know.
Aline.
Aline!
Aline!
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Guys?
That's funny.
I'm stupid.
And so. Can I tell you the only reason why I know that?
Why?
I work at a store right now, and we have dressing rooms, and we write, whoever's going in that dressing room will write their name on, like, a little chalkboard next to the dressing room.
Yeah.
So you'll remember their name. Well, this one lady came in, and she said her name was Aline. And I said, okay, cool, you know. So I, you know, started a fitting room for her. And I'm at the chalkboard, and I couldn't figure out how to spell Aline. I had A-L-E-N-E, and I was like, Aline? I was like, this doesn't sound
like
right.
That's like a pasta, Aline.
Aline. So then later, she spelt it for me, A-L-I-N-E. And then in my head, I was like, Aline? Like, you could have just literally said, like, spelt, like, Aline. But, yeah, so that's the only reason why
Aline,
I know that. That's
Aline,
funny.
Aline, guys.
Aline.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We're idiots. It's in the name.
It's in the name.
So 1982, Aline fell... Or was pushed, speculation there, resulting in a broken hip.
And... I'm laughing at that. I'm laughing at Aline. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And she had to go, like, stay in a hospital.
I'm okay. Laughing hours.
So, there was a nurse who's now retired, took care of Aline.
Oh, no.
Should we take a moment so you're not laughing at this woman's hospital stay?
Oh my god, okay. Go ahead,
I'll just talk to them.
I was thinking of someone, like, okay, never mind, go ahead. Continue,
okay.
Continue.
I'll just talk to them. So Mary, oh my god. Oh my god, did I just connect some dots in my head?
Wait a minute.
Oh, that was the woman at the beginning who said that, there was that family that moved to the house and had a son in World War I. This same woman worked at a hospital.
Oh, okay, so this is the connection.
Yeah. So she worked at the hospital.
Okay.
And was a nurse there. So she had witnessed the treatment of Aline at the hands of Gerald. She said he, quote, was slapping her around and telling her, I'm going to have you arrested if you tell them what I did, end quote.
I'm going to have you... Well, if she would tell them what he did, that would make him
arrested.
The suspect.
Yeah, I don't know. But
Okay, well, go off.
Due to all of this happening and kind of the nurse witnessing everything, Aline was removed from the home and put in adult protective services, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, you think you hear child protective services,
yeah,
but never
knew
adult.
Anyway.
Huh.
So after the police questioned her and Gerald was then arrested for parental abuse and multiple drug offenses, and he was convicted and put in jail.
Okay, as he should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a padded room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gerald ended up dying from a drug overdose in the Department of Corrections facility.
So, do they just, like, let them have drugs while they're
there? I don't know. It's very suspicious, his death. Like, how he got drugs, how he died.
Yeah. And, you know, it might have been more less strict back then, too.
That's true.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, it was May 18th, 1988, at the age of 34. The house remained in Aline's custody until her death in October 1995, after which... that nurse's niece inherited the house, which it's really weird. It's small town, though, connections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the house, like, she quickly sold it. Tony Weaver, an owner of the house. So this is where we get into the kind of
Okay.
Paranormal, but quick urban question. Legend.
So this house is the one that Gerald grew and his up family. In. Okay. And then, all that crap.
And then where the soldier lived before he died.
Perfect.
So, Tony Weaver, as an owner of the house, saw a man dressed in World War I military garb staring through the foyer into the living room. So, that could be that guy.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of, like, a ghost just standing and staring.
Especially, like, from a world war. Yeah. Like, a war.
Like, any, like,
war that that's, creepy. Like,
Yeah. So, 2 years before this, a renovator, Ed Mermelin, was working at the house at night and saw a, quote, large, weird-looking man with long brown hair, creepy eyes, and great big arms and hands, end quote. Great big, you know.
She's just describing me in his house.
So, like, presumably Gerald. The figure reportedly walked right in front of Ed, glared at him, and then disappeared down the hall.
Glared? Just like... oh, God. That's my notebook. But yeah, like...
Yeah, not a man of many words, I guess. A cold wind kind of went down Ed's back as the figure passed.
Oh, fun. That's fun.
During all this, many reported piercing eyes being spotted in the upstairs windows at night.
As it should for a haunted house.
You know, just a classic. Check that one off the list.
Yeah.
Many who lived there reported lights turning on and off, sudden noises, cold spots, and feelings of someone watching them.
Do you remember from SpongeBob, the guy who flicks the light in the corner?
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
So Weaver also reported, this is such a weird one, pennies floating down the stairs.
Why?
I don't know.
Was he looking for, like, I don't know what he'd be looking for.
I don't know
for.
What that one was. Yeah. Just because.
Okay. Maybe he had a penny obsession.
Yeah.
He maybe just a dog around. Named Penny.
Yeah, something. I don't
Dave's
know.
Someone named Penny. He was like, pennies, but...
Pennies. So, I guess that was the final straw because I moved out pretty quick after that. No, not the pennies.
Not the pennies.
Get us out of here.
Can you just imagine that? You're just sitting or doing whatever you do in that day and age. Listen to the telegram or the
I was in the
thing.
1980s.
Oh, okay, just kidding. Yeah. I thought it was older than that. Okay, watching black and white television, I think.
Black
maybe.
And white?
Was it black and white?
No, it wasn't black and white.
When did black and white stop? Or like
I don't know, in the early days.
In the early So you're doing whatever. You're playing hopscotch. Who knows? All right.
Yeah, hopscotch. That's a universal favorite there.
And there's just pennies floating by. You just look over like, oh, wow.
What's going on?
Oh, I needed those, and they just grabbed them.
Yeah, put them in
the
family fund for the next vacation.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh,
I mean,
God.
not a bad haunting, but at least for the pennies. Everything else is creepy.
Yeah.
Quentin White and his wife, Stephanie, moved into the house after the Weavers and experienced the same, kind of like all the same things, in addition to toilets flushing on their own. Which is kind of like, really racking up my water bill now? Like, come
exactly.
on. So, the final straw for them... before they decided to move, was Quentin was working on the home when he heard a crash upstairs. Home alone, his wife was out grocery shopping or something.
Okay.
And so he's working downstairs. So he ran upstairs to figure out what the crash was.
Ew.
And he found a previously stacked pile of 2x4s, all standing upright.
Ew!
Isn't that so creepy?
I don't like that, because I can just picture that, like,
yeah.
I have, like, construction going on at my home right now, so we have, like, 2x4s, like, sitting in, like, our living room area. It's all,
Gerald.
Like, we have, like a construction, like, mat down and stuff, so it's not just, like, in the living room, but I can just picture that, like, standing upright.
You're just, I'm getting chills down my
scary.
Back. Yeah. So, they moved out pretty quick after that.
Yeah, as they should.
And then, even more... In 2005, Casper, which I definitely put parentheses as if I was going to finish, like, expand on that to, like, oh, that's, like, an acronym.
Yeah.
But I never filled out what the space was.
Oh, so fill in the blank.
I think it was an Arkansas paranormal group.
Okay.
Led by researcher Karen Shalinas.
Karen?
Maybe. I don't know. So they investigated the home, and they found cold spots and unexplainable electromagnetic fields.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, you know? This is, like, that's, like, whatever. Cold spots. Cold spots do creep me out. If you're, like,
it's
in a
like
warm
a cherry
house,
on top.
Yeah, I don't understand electromagnetic fields, but sure.
Yeah.
The team also saw a face staring down from the second-story window when getting gear from the car. No one was in the house. They had to, like, go, like, get more gear, and they
literally
turned
around. What type of face? Like, if it was, like, clear.
It was, I know. I think it's creepier if it was just, like, a solid face.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Ew.
Additionally, they witnessed unexplainable flashing lights, just kind of throughout the property.
Oh my god.
They also had a medium which talked, quote unquote, talked mm-hmm. to Gerald. I don't believe mediums. Yeah. You really gotta say something.
Something hard hitting.
Specific that no one else would know.
Yes.
For them to like. Anyway, they apparently a medium talked to him. And then the team also got recording of the lights flashing, but they lost the tape.
Of course they did.
Yeah, they lost the tape.
Suspicious.
So, really, it's just kind of like that urban legend, just like this awful person who mm-hmm. lived here still is in that house.
Is still haunting it. Yeah,
and it's messing with people.
That's crazy. That's weird to think of. I don't like that he tortured cats and dogs.
I don't like that he tortured his parents.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, you forgot about that.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't like that. Heaven forbid an animal. No. Yeah, I don't like any of that.
That's
crazy. Oh my god. What a terrible man.
Yeah.
Terrible tall man.
Don't feel bad for him in jail, you know?
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him at all. Did he die? Oh yeah, he did. He had a drug overdose.
Yeah.
That's still suspicious.
I maybe feel bad for the bullying, because maybe if he didn't have bullying, he wouldn't be an awful person.
Exactly.
But that would make other sense. Than that, sorry, Gerald, you suck.
You really do suck.
You can quote me on that.
You can quote Sophie on that. But yeah, so that's Arkansas. Arkansas has a lot of dirt on them. Like, things that, like, I didn't expect for Arkansas.
I know.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I really thought I was just gonna be like, oh,
what's
there's
going
this...
on down there, you know?
Like, yeah, I just figured it was gonna be like, oh, there's this haunted cemetery, and then there's all this in Arkansas.
She got some dirt.
She do. She got the clock tower. She got the Gerald. She got the, mm-hmm. She got the Ozark Howler.
Yeah.
The whole nine over
She's crazy.
She really
she's
is.
She's wild.
She is. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening to us today.
Yeah, sorry again for the long
hiatus.
Sorry for talking about the royal family so much.
Yeah, so if you're a stan, don't cancel us.
Yeah, we just don't get the hype.
We don't. But we're also kind of lame. But at least I am. I'm not speaking for you. But
yeah,
like,
I'm like really cool. No, I'm lame.
Really, really
I'm
cool.
Lame. We're idiots. We're
all the bad negative words in the book.
Yeah, that's us. Oh my god, okay.
I swear we don't have a script. So.
No.
But yeah, if you like this urban legend, feel free to share it with those around you, our whole podcast.
Yeah.
Email us. Reach out to us on our socials. We are totally in. We'd want to hear what you want to say or whatever, but...
Yeah.
But yeah.
I will take 10 minutes to reply because I will overthink the reply.
That is very true.
True.
We all just like freeze for a second. That is true.
That's
and reflect
true.
On our social skills.
Yeah. We don't have a state chosen because
we never do.
Now we're just like we used to do that. Remember
we
that?
We do. Wow. Yeah, we'd be like, okay, tune in for next time.
The state, but we're stupid.
We are stupid. You know, but I was thinking about maybe like an idea later. We should do something I don't know, maybe down the future, like way in the future. I don't know. I don't know.
Cut the cameras.
We'll talk about it later. But anyways, thanks for listening as always. And like Sophie says.
What?
Catch you on the flip side. I love how you went, what?
Oh my god.
One more time.
Catch you on the flip side.
Diddy.